strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 17th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
I'm doing well. You know, it seems like there's so much Big Brother left and yet so little Big Brother left. It's a weird situation to be in, but here we are at the Final Four to talk about noms.
Here we are. We are here to talk to you, to tell you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 73 in the house, and this is where we're at. Enzo is the HOH. He's going to be making nominations, and there's not too much here, but there is one important conversation in particular, and it's pretty much the first conversation that we have to talk about. It's really the only one that matters from the day. But Enzo talks to Christmas, and basically the goal of this conversation is to try to convince Christmas to evict Nicole if she wins the veto instead of Cody. And weirdly, he seems to make at least a little bit of progress in the sense that she basically agrees that it should be done. It's just a matter of, like, does she really mean that? Or is she just saying this to Enzo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was definitely the purpose from Enzo's perspective. And then from Christmas's perspective, it was Cody needs to go up on the block. Yes. And so that's sort of what they were coming from, those two different perspectives. And it was kind of funny because when the conversation first started, it felt like no one was going to budge, which clearly should tell the other person, like, hey, they're not willing to consider all the options. Because if you're actually having a conversation with someone where you're truly like talking through everything that you should do, you're willing to discuss all the options. But that was not the case here. And Enzo just kept saying things like, you know, oh, but Nicole's won twice. She's such a threat. We have to take Nicole out. And so that's just his message that he keeps hammering home. And then Christmas, on the other hand, is like, we need to rattle Cody. Cody can't win. Cody can't win the veto. So that's where the two of them were coming from in this conversation.
Yeah, he says, she scares me, yo. She scares me. She can turn it on when the pressure is on. And Chris does that. She's down. They both have to go. So she's down to take out Nicole this week. She says that she does say, you know, I think if Nicole wins the veto, I think there's a good chance that she might, you know, choose to go with us and cut Cody. And says, no way. Are you kidding me? She's going to take you out 100%. She's best friends with Cody. She has friends on the jury. She was friends with Danny. She was friends with Devon. She's friends with Cody. Danny was at her proposal thing in season 20. I'm pretty sure I think Cody was there too. He was probably there too, yo. And she's like, oh, he probably was. And he gets her all riled up about like Nicole's, you know, connections pregame, that she had these friends coming into the house. She's like, she's gonna cut you, yo. And Christmas says, okay, sure, but like, I mean, shouldn't Cody go on the block? We'll rattle him. Let's see. He doesn't do as well in the veto. He's like, I don't know, yo. I just don't feel like, I don't want to upset him, yo. I don't know. What's the point? Yeah.
Didn't Paula Calafiore say that? So I decided to rattle her. Isn't that? That's a sound clip that I can hear in my brain.
You know, Christmas following the Pauly playbook doesn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah. It was funny because also, like, you know, Christmas was treating Enzo like Enzo didn't really have bonds with Nicole and Cody, or at least if so, they were superficial. And I understand that Enzo in this situation did say, like, look, they're a final two. okay, like they're a final two. And so Christmas is like, look, we're having this conversation. If I win veto, if you win veto, you and I are going to sit down. We're going to have a conversation about it. And we're going to decide what is best for our collectively our game. Unfortunately for Christmas, Enzo really is the part of the throuple that is Cody and Nicole. So it's not going to work, Christmas.
You might call it a love triangle.
Oh, dare we? Do we dare?
Because it's not really a throuple. Like Enzo and Nicole aren't getting together at all. This is full on whatever they call the marriages where it's just like multiple spouses from one person's perspective. This is not a full. I'm not a polyamorous expert, so I don't really know the difference in terms, but surely there are differences.
Yeah, right. I guess Cody is the one. It's like, I'm pretty sure there's a show on TLC about it. They're always like moving houses or something. I don't know. I see ads for it during 90 Day Fiancé. But yes, that's definitely more it because, you know, as much as Nicole and Enzo want to say like, oh yeah, we have such a good relationship. Nicole can say, oh, Enzo saved me. Nicole can say, I didn't put Enzo up on the block. Really, Cody is the one at the center of that relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's really because I think that both Enzo and Nicole would take Christmas over each other, but they would both take Cody over anyone else. So it's like they're not still together after Cody leaves, if Cody leaves, and they're both trying to keep Cody around, Nicole by winning the veto and Enzo by trying to convince Christmas that if she wins the veto that she shouldn't take Cody out. And so they get past the block stuff and Enzo just comes back to like, he doesn't want to go against Nicole in the final three. She's too dangerous. She's going to be better in that endurance competition. She threw that in the wall endurance. She threw that. She could have easily won that. She will beat us in the endurance part. She will beat us in part two easily. She was 11 minutes in that comics competition. We were at like 30 minutes. She will crush us in that part three. She knows this, the stuff, you know, down pat. She's going to beat us. She's going to beat us in the final three. She's going to beat us in the final two. She's got friends on that jury. Devon, again, Danny, who, you know, went to her proposal, Ian, because of Devon, Kevin, like she's going to beat us. And if Cody leaves, Cody's a vote for. She has the votes. She's going to beat us. And I do think this is getting into Christmas's head a little bit here, because you can see the wheels turning a little bit, that she's like, yeah. And you know what? You know, Paul took her to the end thinking that he could beat her and then he lost. And I was thinking like, she's ruffled some feathers. She ruffled some feathers that season too. Nobody can beat her. He's like, that's what I'm trying to say, yo. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. That, to me, the jury argument is, I think, the strongest one that Enzo had that really seemed to at least somewhat sway Christmas. Because even when they were having the conversation about, the competitions, right? Even Nicole has, you know, of course, done well in competitions. But Christmas's rebuttal to that was, well, Cody has also done well in competitions, right? Like he was right up on that wall with Nicole, you know, when Danny won and during the wall comp. And so, you know, it's really challenging to make a strong argument to say that Nicole is so much better than Cody. But the jury one, like I said, that's where I think he really started to make some progress.
Mm-hmm. And so it seems like they're on something of a same page. It's not like she's promising him that she's going to take out Nicole if she wins, but she's definitely indicating that she might be leaning in that direction. But again, even if she is leaning in that direction, that doesn't mean she's going to. And even if she, you know, even with all that said, like she could just be flat out lying to Enzo, misleading him, just because that's what she should be doing. She should be anything he wants. She should be saying, 1,000%, I'm willing to do whatever you want. In the chance that he wins the veto, he's going to decide who's off the block and she's going to want to be off the block. So, you know, take it with a truckload of salt. But, you know, I was honestly a little bit surprised to see even this much from Christmas in regards to the Nicole stuff. She also hasn't really talked to Nicole on a strategic level since Memphis was evicted, which I think is also kind of weird considering how much they were talking before. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's definitely she's making some odd choices. I think I don't know if part of it is just she feels so defeated about everything. It seems like she was pretty frustrated by the HOH competition, especially the way that Cody treated her. Like there was one moment today when, you know, Christmas was getting emotional and she was like, what does Cody have against me? Like, why did he want me out of that HOH competition so bad?
Yeah, well, so The feeds go down after this Enzo Christmas conversation for, I guess, a luxury competition where Nicole ends up winning $10,000, I believe.
Yeah, and it was something where, so it's unclear, but they had to pick a jury member or a jury member's comic. I don't know. It was unclear because Christmas was really upset that she didn't pick Memphis.
Yeah.
And Nicole ended up with Memphis and they won, or she won the $10,000. Something like that.
I'm not sure what exactly it was. But yeah, she says she's talking to the cameras afterwards. She says she feels betrayed. She feels like she betrayed Memphis by not picking him. She doesn't want him to think that she doesn't believe in him. So yeah, maybe it was like they picked a jury member to bet on.
That might have been it. So they were wearing, at least I saw Enzo and I think Nicole wearing the BB Comics costumes when feeds came back, which was odd. And then I thought I heard someone say something like, I bet on someone's comic. But I may have made that up. But so it seems unclear whether or not they actually selected another human to compete with, or if it was something with just like picking the right horse to bet on, you know, in terms of which comic. It seemed like something with Davon was there because Nicole or Christmas also said, oh, if I would have been fine with Nicole winning it if it had been with someone like Davon, just not Memphis because of the whole like betrayal thing, which also doesn't make sense. So I don't know. I'm sure we'll see in this next episode.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe what it was is that, you know, she had the opportunity to pick Memphis, but maybe she picked Tyler, thinking that Tyler was a better competitor, a better chance to win, maybe. And then Nicole ends up picking Memphis, and then Nicole and Memphis end up winning. And she's like, oh my God, not only did I not pick my guy, but then they won. Him and another girl won. So I don't know. It's kind of hard to interpret. But she's very upset about it. And on top of that, she is going to be nominated next to Nicole in the nomination ceremony. And she continues to be upset all day long. And she's not talking to anyone. She's kind of like crying to herself a lot. She's talking to the camera saying she feels betrayed. She feels blindsided. Which is weird. I'm not like 1,000% sure what she's talking about. Obviously, it could be the nominations, but she kind of had a decent indication that she was going to be nominated. In fact, she said to the cameras that she expected to be nominated. So I don't really get that end of things. In the house, they're kind of thinking that she's upset with Enzo because, oh, he must not have told her and she must be upset with Enzo. And Enzo's like, what is she upset with me about, y'all? I'm not entirely sure. She says she doesn't even want to talk about it to the cameras. I think there's a chance that this could actually stem from the conversation between her and Enzo earlier, that perhaps she's feeling betrayed by Nicole, that Enzo let her know that Nicole would evict her if she won the veto, and she believed it. And she really thought that she had Nicole and that Nicole would evict Cody over her. And now she's feeling like I need to win or I'm gone. And perhaps that's a part of it on top of like losing all these competitions. But it could also just be that she got nominated. That doesn't make as much sense to me, but it's like a little simpler of an option. But she's just really like out of it all day. And to the point where like Nicole goes up, she's like, are you okay? Like, do you need to talk? She's like, no. And she cries. Cody goes up to her like, you okay? And she's like crying to him. Like, she's just really, having a bad day.
So if I had to guess, it's probably a combination of multiple factors, losing, you know, because just trying to based on what happened in the house, then also how she's talking about it. But it's like, oh, she lost Tyler. She lost Memphis. She lost the comp because she didn't pick Memphis. She realizes that Enzo is probably not necessarily on her side, or at least as much so as she wanted. She might feel betrayed that Nicole had the, you know, the final two with Cody and that they're so close. She may be recognizing that she really is the odd man out and it's a 3v1 type situation. I think it's probably some type of culmination of all of those different factors, because she was upset before nominations as well.
Yeah.
And so it just has continued throughout the whole day. I was trying to get a sense of, it seemed like she was okay before the luxury comp. So I don't know. I think, again, it's probably it all hit her at once, but maybe the luxury comp was the thing that pushed it over the edge. I don't know. But yeah, she was really just out of it all day, like sunglasses on, not talking to anybody. The other three were like, what do we do? Should we talk to her? Enzo, you have to talk to her. Enzo, you have to. So, it, you know, that was what Christmas, where Christmas's head was at or not at, I guess, all day.
Yeah. I don't know if they had any interaction with the jurors, but we've seen in some of the exit interviews, in one of them, they do the word association. That's the is that the one Mike does?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He was asked to do word association with people. And when it came to Nicole, he said the best. And people are like, what is Memphis saying? This is not super surprising to me. Now, you have to remember, there was like that weird conversation that Memphis had with Nicole when she was HOH, where like at the end of it, he was like, this goes beyond game. I just think you're lovely. I would love to be friends with you after this. Like, you're just a great person. Memphis, I think, just like genuinely likes Nicole as a person. And like when he says the best, I don't think he's talking game. I think he's just like, oh, she's the best. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't mean he wouldn't vote for her. I think he would, especially against, you know, honestly, even maybe Christmas, or Enzo. But I think that's, if you're looking for like an explanation of like where that came from, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. And so with that in mind, if there was some kind of interaction, between the jury members and, you know, the people in the house, and, maybe Christmas caught a little whiff of, you know, how, you know, Memphis thinks she's intense, haha, and Nicole is she's the best, that could have had an impact as well. I don't know, I'm really reaching at this point.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the truth of the matter is we just don't know. And so trying to put together all the pieces there. But yeah, that the word association was really interesting. I thought maybe it could be a situation where, well, you want to praise the person that took you out, because then you're like, well, I was the second best player in there because I was taken out by the first best player. Right. Or, you know, something like that. So Nicole was the one who was responsible for him going on the block. So maybe, you know, maybe that was the situation. But still, yeah, I mean, we really don't know.
Yeah. All right. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So. Enzo is like, I'm worried she's not going to listen to me now and that she is just going to evict, you, Cody, over Nicole. And this is exactly what, if she is upset about being nominated, this is what Puya and I talked about, yesterday, which is like, just nominate Cody, just keep Christmas off the block. Cause why not? Like, Cody doesn't need his record. I mean, it's bad for you that Cody has the record of not being nominated anyway, since you plan on being in the final two with him. Cut off the record, and it's also going to give you more, you know. Well, the problem is that He surely shouldn't be. I mean, I guess it's not the worst thing in the world. No, yeah, look, it's even better for Enzo for Cody to leave. So he just really shouldn't be. But for Cody should have told Enzo, just put me up. It would have given Enzo more leverage. And given how much progress he made with Christmas, I really do think there's a chance that that Enzo could have, and maybe still can, convince Christmas to take out Nicole over Cody. I think it's possible. And especially if, like, Cody packs it up and Cody, you know, say Christmas wins the veto, Enzo goes to her like, we gotta take out Nicole. I'm telling you, she's more dangerous. We have a better chance to beat Cody in the final two. We have a better chance to beat Cody in the final three. I know he's strong, but Nicole is just as strong at least. And she's more dangerous in the final two. We go there, we take each other. If we take each other, we both have a chance to win. And then Cody, like, follows it up. He goes to Christmas and he says, look, you won. I get it if you want to take me out, but here's what I want to propose to you. Best two players in the final two. I promise I will take you if I win in the final three. I think there's a chance that could actually work. And I think it would have had a better chance to work if Cody had been the one on the block instead of Christmas at this point, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, I get the whole argument that, well, you know, it doesn't matter who's on the block during this week because, well, it's whoever wins veto is the one who ends up making the decision, but still sends a message socially. And so I think it is still something you have to consider. And the fact that Cody stayed off the block, I mean, that really tells you how close Enzo and Cody are, and should, I mean, just concern everyone else because you still learn some information from that decision. But I think what happened here was they're really just concerned about winning the veto. I mean, even Enzo at one point, he like whispered something to himself about like, oh, she's so upset. Maybe I should have left her off the block. Nah, it's fine. And so I don't know if that's whole part of the strategy. It's like just comp related. But like you said, you can back it up with that social element to still have a second strategy in place if she were to win. And I think Enzo started to do that. But then once she was so upset, it was kind of like abort mission, abandon ship. Like, we're not even going to bother with this anymore.
Hey, let's be real. The final four nominations, they should not count as... You've been not, like, if you make it to the final four and you haven't been nominated, that's it. You haven't been nominated. This is once mm-hmm. you get to the final four, there are two people that win competitions. It has nothing to do with social game anymore. It's fully competitions. It's a completely different statistic to start counting at final four. It's because we don't count final three. Why don't we count final three? If we count final four, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, change your stat books, people. Update it. Fit the new rules. Oh my God. Sorry, I just had, like, for some reason, an association with the fire making challenge and Survivor of, like, I don't know why those two things ended up being the same in my brain, but I was like, oh, if you're not nominated, then you're making fire. Wait, what? No. Okay, Liana, stop. That doesn't make any sense. What are you doing? That's where my brain is this morning. Yeah, anyway. Well.
So Enzo says to Cody, look, I'm going to try and talk to her again tomorrow. I'm going to again try to convince her Nicole's got to go. And he's going to try and make it work. He talked through some of the things that he was saying to her with Cody, and Cody gave him some pointers about, like, stronger arguments to make, including like, hey, remember, I'm a vote for Nicole. If I go to the jury, remember, Ian's a vote for Nicole. Like, make sure you point these things out. And so that's the plan. Enzo's going to talk to Christmas again today. He's going to be like, hey, yo, like, you're going to make me cry, yo. Like, why are you so upset, yo? Like, I hope you're not upset with me, yo. That's it. And so we'll see that today. Maybe.
Yeah, and I liked that part of the plan.
But yeah.
Okay, sure. You're going to make me cry, yo.
And then Enzo, just for those people that have keep saying to me like, oh, watch for it. Enzo's going to keep Christmas off the block. So she gets rid of Nicole because he really wants Nicole out. Enzo says if he wins, she's going to want him to use it on her. Cody's like, you're not going to do that, though. And he's like, no. So they had that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. that's where we're at. Just trying to prep. I think it really all comes down to Vito. We all know this. And so there was a lot of studying that was going on in the past couple of days to try to prepare, or at least from Cody and Nicole, I saw doing a lot of studying. Like Cody, the dominoes, or not the dominoes, the dice competition where you're like in the die and then you have to get the certain number on top or whatever, where you like roll around. Cody was literally like, okay, if it's to my left, then I go forward, forward, side, side, back, forward, side. Like he's going through all of those. He's really trying to prepare for this. He's gunning for this veto, as we all know. But it was just sort of interesting to hear him like run through all of these different things of how he's preparing for this competition.
He spent hours, hours studying. And Nicole has in the past as well. And she was yesterday to a degree. And he was talking to Nicole at one point. And he was like, never mind Christmas. Like if she wants to like sulk and cry all day, like great, we're gonna study all day. Like that's where we're at, and that's pretty much exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. That's really what they were doing. Cody's like looking at pictures, like really just trying to memorize everything that he could. So they're rearing and ready to go.
Yeah, and that's what I got. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Leo?
No. I really have nothing else. I was joking with Taryn before this, but Enzo misses the Taylor Swift album. Nicole made soup. There was a debate over whether or not it was soup, if it was just soup or if it was bouillon. Enzo wanted saltines. Like, literally, that's all I got.
All right. Well, I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on whatever happens today. We're going to get the veto competition. So, as far as I'm concerned, like the season might end tonight.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then, of course, later tonight, I will be live with the Legacy Watch roundtable. So we will hopefully have some somewhat immediate reactions to the veto competition later tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern. If you want to fill out the survey for the Legacy Watch, you can find it on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. I'll tweet it out after this podcast. And then tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, Puya and I will be live on Twitch playing some Among Us. It's a social strategy murderer game. And it takes place on a spaceship. And Liana, I imagine, will be there.
I will be there. Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Liana and I played a game once where I was a bad guy and I was her buddy all game long, and then at the end, she turned and looked at me and I said, "I'm sorry," and I stabbed her.
It was heartbreaking. Like when I say that Taryn and I were buddies the whole game, I'm not lying. The whole game, Taryn and I were chilling, doing tasks. Little did I know he was plotting my demise from the get-go. Savage, straight up savage. And I was the death that won them the game. Like he just stabbed me and then it was like, you know, defeat for me, victory for them.
I was like, I have to be the one to do it. It's got to be Liana that ends the game.
Poetic, Taryn, yeah. Truly poetic.
So if you want to check that out, you can find me on Twitch at Armstrong Taryn, and make sure you also find Puya at Puyaism. We'll both be streaming our perspectives so you can get two different screens as we play the game. Should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, on Monday, we'll have an episode recap of Big Brother 22 and so on and so forth. So that's where you can find me. Liana, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Liana RHAP. Puya and I are talking about The Masked Singer. So we just recorded an episode that should be out now about week 4. And doing the RHAP B&B, we have Mary on this week. We're going to get into a lot of fun things. We've got some really bizarre but fun games planned for her. So we're going to be recording that this weekend. So look out for that next week.
All right. That's what we have then. Thank you guys so much for joining us. I'll see you next time.